How you doing, everybody? Just a little bit of intro to the episode. It's a nice lighthearted episode, thankfully. Not too much going on as far as, you know, doom and gloom for the most part. Let's be focused on it. Today, me and Heather, we're going to talk a few things. There are some topics important concerning streaming, Twitch, some bills that have been trying to be passed, just some, you know, lighthearted banter about some day-to-day stuff. It's a fun one. It's a fun episode, so give a listen, enjoy, and I have no idea what I'm going to call this episode, so just enjoy and ignore the little kid in the background. All right, take it easy, guys.
So it starts. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life. I just think life is art.
There you go, Craig. Took you long enough to get here. Jeez, you're getting lazier and lazier as time goes on.
For real.
All right. And welcome to the Brooklyn Pod. I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, a.k.a. Antonio Salvaje. And with me today is...
Just Heather.
Just Heather. How are you doing, Just Heather?
Yeah, hanging in there.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm tired.
I'm exhausted and I'm, like, depressed.
Yeah.
And not even that, like, I hate everyone, but I'm superior to everyone depression, which is the one I normally
I've never heard of that. I don't think that's what that is. I don't think that's depression.
It is. It's not, a good level of, like, self-hatred and narcissism.
I wish I had that form of depression. I've never had that form of depression. Yeah, that seems like the best form of depression you could possibly have, like, everything sucks because I'm so awesome.
Kind of, yeah. But no, this is just like the,
I think that's nihilism
word and like almost like itchy, like going out of my skin type of depression.
And oh, you do live in Pennsylvania. So.
Every day. Seems endless. Yeah, I know. I guess like I'm not into cow tipping or like bales of hay throwing or whatever the fuck it is I do around here.
And that's a lot coming from me because I'm in Indiana. So
yeah, really? Yeah. What the hell? You got cow tipping and hay bale throwing there too.
Sweetheart, I'm in Indianapolis. That's the thing. That's the thing. Living in Jersey.
Yeah.
Before I even came over here, I didn't even want to entertain the idea because if you're from Jersey and someone says, let's move to Indiana, you go, why?
Yeah.
You go, for what possible reason? The only thing you can think of is corn. And there's a lot of corn. But in all honesty, it's on the outskirts. Like as you go into this center, like Indianapolis basically takes up the center and it takes up a big chunk of the center of the state. So it's a lot more like Jersey than you would think, except a lot more spread out.
Yeah, PA is very spread out too. But one thing, it's weird though, because so where I live, when you're going town to town, you could always tell, like when you're in between towns, because there'll be these large sections of like farmland and nothingness. And I think weird. And it feels like it takes a long time to get anywhere. Corey was like, yeah, with traffic in New Jersey, it takes the exact same amount of time to get anywhere. I'm like, but there were things to look at. He's like, what was there to look at? He's like, every block in New Jersey where you lived was car dealership, Dunkin' Donuts, video store.
Okay, Here's the thing. As much as he has a point.
It seems different.
The only bad side, the main bad side of Jersey is the cost. You take the cost out of the equation.
Well,
I freaking love Jersey. Like the food.
I feel like we love Jersey because we're from New Jersey. But have you ever spoken to somebody not from Jersey who's been to Jersey? They hate a lot of Jersey.
I haven't. I don't know why they do. I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody who would come into Jersey, other than my family members. But then again, all of them. Well, here's the thing. All right. So on my mother's side, she. Like I have a big group of both sides of my family. It's very convoluted. My family tree is so fucked up that you would think it's so fucked up that if I explain it, it reads redneck. But no. There is no actual inbreeding involved.
I was going to ask, but I was like, oh, that's rude. Don't ask.
Yeah. No, it's fine. No, there's no actual inbreeding involved. Now, okay, so I've mentioned this before on the pod, but I'll mention it again. So the way that it worked out, so we're going to go on, we'll start with my mother. So we have my mother's side of the family. We go up to my grandmother, okay? So my grandmother, first cousin, Rose, could not have any children. My grandmother, birth grandmother Eloise, RIP, she had, I think, 7 kids. So since Rose could not have kids, she let her adopt my mother when she was a teenager, and they moved to New Jersey. Don't ask me. I don't know. I don't. That's my other grandmother. I don't understand the cement. Here's the thing. Black people, we give other people in our family our kids. That's a very... That is such a common thing. It's not even funny. I mean, it's incredibly funny, but it's the truth.
Damn kids.
My mother is not the only person that I know that they moved with somebody. Like, they just live with somebody else in the family. Like,
I learned so much from this podcast. I just learned that Black people give each other their kids. And I learned from Roland that you can't touch a Puerto Rican man's refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. No. You don't know. No, you gotta just certain things, you know. But yeah, no, they give, and I think it's done a lot less now with the giving of the kids. I think my mom might have been part of that relative last generation, or at the very least, the reason she was able to do it, or reason why I guess that she had to adopt her was because she was moving across state lines. I don't freaking know.
Probably, most likely, yeah.
Because here's the thing, my mother's not the youngest. It's not even like she's even remotely the youngest. She's like the second oldest. So it's not even like, you know, I can't handle another mouth to feed. No, she was, you know, a teenager at the time, yeah, when she moved here. So that's my mother's side. Okay, so they're in Jersey. All right. My other grandma, my adoptive grandmother, Rose, has a sister, Maddie. Okay. Maddie also moves to New Jersey, or is already living in New Jersey. I'm not sure who went. Basically, Colfax, Louisiana is one of those towns that as soon as my grandmother could get out, she did. And she's rarely gone. Like, to get her to go back has always been a teeth-pulling thing. As a child, I always heard them saying it and joking about it. And, you know, it kind of just went over your head. You hear these things, they go in one ear, not the other. As an adult person who has, like, I love my family, so I don't really have any issues with my family. But being an adult and loving not going anywhere and loving being at home in and out of a pandemic, for the most part, that general I'm home feeling, that general I'd rather be home than where I'm at now, that general going to visit people for extended periods of time and not having the option to go home. Like, it's not going to visit your friend. I'm going home. All right. I see you later, bro. I'm going home. It's not going to visit your family member that lives relatively close. All right, just want to see how you were doing. I'll check you later. I'm going home. Love you. It's not that. It's, all right, I'm going to go take a nap. Or
I just hate anywhere I have to be that I'm obligated to wear a bra, basically. Oh, hello?
Why are you? What? Well, okay, so here's my thought process. I am a reformed manho. I've had many relationship, both relationships and just baseless sex. However, except for some people, which unfortunately, and I mean this in the nicest way possible, you for the most part do not fit into that category as you have self-proclaimed and discussed.
No, okay, no, it's different. We'll talk about it after you're done.
I mean, I have an idea. I have it because okay, you do have it. Well, because okay, so okay, I all right, I understand. I'm saying.
I want to tell the story real quick, so the audience, all 6 of you, understand what he's talking about. I don't get hit on much. I really don't. I don't get hit on a whole lot.
Because you're Pennsylvania.
But on Facebook, I have like 400 friends and they're from all over the fucking place. So I don't know. I don't really get hit on. I don't get creepers in my inbox. But I would say on Facebook, I'm pretty open about the fact that I have a boyfriend and it's a pretty committed, serious relationship. We share a kid. We share a mortgage. And I'm engaged. So I got a message two nights ago.
Next time, lead with engage, not it's a pretty committed. When you add it's pretty committed and serious. Are you sure?
I've been married before.
I'm engaged. Well, then that's just.
I'm a little jaded because I'm divorced already. So, you know how that goes. So,
yeah.
This guy sends me a Facebook message and he says, "You're really sexy." And I said, "Thank you." And I left it at that because I'm not one of those girls that are like, dare you talk to me? I have a boyfriend.
Here's the thing. Now, I heard the story originally. However, when I originally heard the story, you did not tell me that he said you were sexy. I'm pretty sure you just told me he complimented you or something.
No, it wasn't a compliment. I feel certain compliments will elicit certain responses, but I have a past with this person getting weird anyway with me. And I'll also tell you that story. It's very short and weird to me. But no, he called me sexy and I just said thank you. And he wrote me back 10 minutes later and he just goes, "That's it." And I said to him, I said, "Out of respect to my boyfriend, yeah, that's it. What the fuck else were you expecting? You compliment a woman, you think I'm going to just send you like picture of my butthole? Yeah, no, like, what the fuck?"
You did say sexy, yeah. And, you know, some of them may if you have enough money. When I say I have enough money, I mean if you have enough money to go over to my PayPal or my OnlyFans or my Insta something.
Okay, I don't do any of that.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. You don't have to do anything. Just in general, I I understand it to an extent because it's kind of what we do, except on a sexual level. If you really think about it, like as much as I won't pay cam models and this and that, I understand it because of what we do as far as Twitch. Because it's for the most part the same thing, except you kind of immediately get something for your money in comparison to what we do. Like, we try to entertain you. Hey, look at this game that I'm playing. Ooh, look at the pretty lights. I'm gonna say something funny. Versus, hey, here's my tits. You wanted to see them? You can see them right now. They're enough. You would still make plenty. Trust me.
Barely enough. They're mom boobs, man.
You're not helping your argument. I just want you. Here's something that, and we're gonna circle back. Here's the thing, and this is why my point was earlier is on one level, I've known many women, and most of them they don't want to wear a bra. They don't have to wear a bra.
Yeah, I don't.
To an extent. But the more there are, obviously, where they stand and where they look are going to change.
I don't wear one to work.
Well, see, then why do you ever need to fucking wear one?
I don't know. It gets cold.
My only reason, that'd be valid. Well, no, you don't get that reason.
I don't have boobs.
Listen, here's the thing, I don't have.
I wear a bra to make them look bigger. That is it.
So.
I look much flatter without a bra.
Well, then I hate to disappoint you, but the initial statement is kind of flipped.
And
you don't want to, because you said you don't want to be any place where you have to wear a bra.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like it, I feel like if I'm going to like Thanksgiving dinner with the family, I should wear one.
Yeah, only because there's that one cousin that like,
oh, I don't have cousins.
I'm saying that cousin that's not related to you at all whatsoever. That person who is a part of the family but not part of the family, or at least as far as you're concerned, is like, "Hey, what's up?" But like, yeah. And here's the thing: as a guy, I will always say it. He said it best, like Ron White said. If you see one pair of breasts, you want to see them all.
Yeah, I guess.
But it's just very.
You know what this guy did, though, too? And this was like maybe 2 or 3 months ago, and it was weird. He made some comment about how he said something. He's like, "Oh, but you don't really like me anyway." And I've never had beef with this dude. And I was like, "Why would you say that?" And he was like, because you never react or respond to any of my comments. This dude's like 45, close to 50 years old. Get a fucking life. Are you really sitting there wondering who's like reacting to your shit? I can't stand Facebook. I don't know why I'm back on it. It makes me angry all the time.
I've barely been. Interesting that you bring that up. Nice segue. Here's the thing with podcast segues. The best podcast segues are the worst podcast segues because we will point them out to you.
You will point them out. I just roll.
Oh, no. It's not just me. It's every single podcast I listen to. The second we have a segue, you just can't help it because you're like, we're going to go into another story. We're like, because here's the thing. Segues, for the most part, when done correctly, are full of shit. It's the most fakest bullshit anyway. It's like, you know, where you mentioned Facebook and I go, in the story today, actually, no, fucking Mark Zuckerberg. We're talking about some shit and we're moving over into it. We've prepared. Well, this part we didn't prepare, but it is a nice segue. We're apparently Mark Zuckerberg or Facebook is being sued not only by the U.S. federal government, but also by 46 states, I think, separately.
Yeah.
And it's basically, they're about to split that shit up. Mm. However, here's the problem with it. And here's why I think they're not going to split it up. And I think the government is incredibly stupid for doing this. See, it's a double-edged sword on stupid. On one side, I understand their reasoning. I only care so much. It's not my industry. I'm not a fan of Facebook for the most part, but the reason they're doing it is because they're basically, they're calling it a monopoly by basically every time there was another app that was a competitor or tried to make their system be able to integrate with Facebook system, Facebook either brought them out or made it that you couldn't integrate. Like, for instance, with Twitter, you used to be able to take your Facebook pictures and link to Twitter, your Twitter account, and the whole picture would go up there. Now it's just a link. So, and they brought out Instagram, and they brought out WhatsApp. I think Snapchat. They brought out Snapchat.
Yeah.
So they're going to try to make them split it up. But here's the thing. On one level, I understand. There's two aspects. One level, I understand the purpose. It's a new age. It's kind of like a new type of utility. I think Google is also, they're also possibly suing Google, but to a far lesser extent. When I would argue that Google is doing this to a far greater extent on just YouTube alone. Because I think I've only ever heard of maybe one or two other video, like YouTube sites.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even tell you right now what those sites were. I've heard of them. I've researched them, and I no longer. That's a whole separate thing. Though I've heard.
Okay, I'm not being.
I've literally heard marketing wise that. Sometimes some of the best, it depends on what you're marketing, the best things you can do for your video is to put it up on Pornhub. And put it this way, I watch porn, and Heather, I know you well enough. I know you watch porn. So yeah, I know
baby, but for
conversation's sake,
I have partaken.
You've seen it long enough or recent enough to have come across a video or a subject or a title that has nothing to do with porn, and yet it's on the porn site.
Shit, I might have to start putting my Twitch streams up there.
I've thought about that. I really have. You might have a better, I was gonna say you might have a better response, but on those sites, I might have just as well a response. See, that's the thing. Porn sites are the great equalizer.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that by the shit that just tends to slip. And you're like, whoa, where did that come? Okay, I'll check it out. But I didn't ask for this.
Me and Corey used to watch, just like, we would go and find weird porn. Like, not even because it was anything that would like move your genitalia in the right direction, like just weird stuff.
You just like, I have to. It's there, and I didn't know you
could do all that with your butthole. And but there's a market for it. There's fans of, you know, hot kinky Joe.
Yeah, and see, that's what I'm. That's my whole marketing plan for you. Just way less kinky, way less kinky, way more hot. Keep your butthole to yourself. We're gonna dial that back by 80.
I'm going to keep my butt. I do keep my butthole to myself.
We're gonna dial that back by 80, and I think we'll be in just the right sweet spot.
All
right. And okay, well, here's okay. So, and to just close, I really don't give a fuck about the whole Facebook thing. It's interesting that they're doing it. The reason why I think it's stupid is because the argument that they're going to be able to come to court with, which I don't know how they wiggle out of this justification for two reasons. They don't understand technology, and I'm talking about the government. So the government is going to have to prepare these senators. I have a feeling this lawsuit is going to go before a lot of politicians are going to play a role in this more than the actual justice system. And the problem with that is they don't understand technology. They don't understand how it works. So Facebook's sole argument, and the only thing they really have to put forth, is they are a business. This is a free market economy. Capitalism, it is what it is. It's a major component to America. Don't act like it's not. Okay, I'm going to look at it from face. So you're going to come. You motherfuckers. You trying to take me down. All right. I'm going to drop cases on all you motherfuckers. Okay. All right. So I'm a business. My American dream. Forget how we got the business. We'll just push past that part. We'll push past how he got Facebook. Let's just put that part to the corner. Let's just say that happened or didn't happen, but it's not pertaining to the argument. I'm a business. I'm trying to get bigger. I'm trying to get bigger by what's legally in my rights. What's legally in my rights is I can buy that business and buy that business. Why is it legally in my rights? Because you are the ones who gave me the permission to do it. The American government gave me the permission and said it was okay for me to buy those companies. So I did nothing illegal. And what's your basis for making me, you know, they're like, well, you're not, what am I not doing? Explain to me what I am not doing. And they're not going to be able to explain it. They're going to bumble. Well, my granddaughter, you know, just, it is a stupid waste of time and money.
And the grand,
and they're trying to, and they're trying, at least for what they're suing them for, is a stupid waste of time and money.
What you want? Baby at my feet.
Because one level, they're not paying enough taxes. Fine, make them pay enough tax. Like you, if they're doing this as a, like most lawsuits, you open this lawsuit so that you can get something else on the record or through the door. I hope that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because it just seems so ridiculous and stupid. And I understand the purpose of monopoly. I understand why they stop monopolies. But I also think that it's one of the biggest bunches of BS America tries to put forth as a value. Because they say no monopolies on the books. You can't have monopolies on the books. You can't officially have a monopoly.
I mean, the NFL is essentially like a monopoly.
Yeah. There's the NFL. There's like the AFL or whatever is technically. Yeah. There's technically other leagues, but don't they all play together still for some fucking reason? I don't understand. Yeah. I never understood that. Like, you're the AFL champion, but you're not the NFL champion, but still you play against. Like, what? For instance, there is not currently a cable monopoly, a cable service, but there is a cable monopoly. There isn't an Arizona one. There isn't one because there isn't one, just one cable company. You know why there is one? It's because each cable company has a specific area in every location around this around the country that they operate in and only they operate in.
Yeah, I mean, you can go anybody who's ever rented an apartment and has had to get their you know, internet and cable installed knows you have no options.
Yeah.
Everyone's shopping around.
Yeah, and here's the thing. And it's like, okay, well, that's how they're equal. No, that's how they all the cable companies have an agreement. They're the ones who have the agreement to not cross over into each other's territory. That's their own agreement.
Yeah.
So that they all maintain their own. That's pretty much a monopoly without being a monopoly. So, like, I really don't. I'm not a huge fan of Facebook. I use it for marketing and the podcast and everything. And I have friends on there. I haven't since Trump, since the whole election thing, since I voted. Once I was done with my vote, I've barely opened up Facebook just because I don't want to gloat. So that's one. I'm not going to go in there to gloat, and I don't really feel like listening.
I did for a few days, and then I got banned again. So
Yeah. So which, again, why did you get banned?
The first time?
No, both. The last, this time. Well, both, last time, whichever yeah, time, both anytime.
Times was, because I posted memes that had testicles somewhere within the picture. But this is fucked up.
That seems like that's probably why that happened. It should happen.
I'm back on Facebook now. They lifted my ban 2 days ago. And within 12 hours, I had a warning about a meme I posted in 2015 making fun of Hitler. And they were like, this features, you know, a terrorist or a terrorist organization. And I'm like, but it's making fun of Hitler. Who would I be offending by that? I mean, clearly Nazis, but let's give a, like, who gives a shit about what they think?
You should have just sent an email. I love you. You know I love you, right, Heather?
Like a strong Heather. Email?
Heather, you know I love you, right, Heather?
You're about to say something fucked up, aren't you?
Yes. But okay. you know I love you, right?
Yes.
You should have just sent a picture of your nose saying I'm a Jew.
Listen, I love my nose. I would never in a million years
change. Oh, no. Hey, Heather. You and your nose. Like, here's the thing. There's the Jewish nose, and you have the Jewish nose. Yeah, but some Jews wear their nose right.
I wear my nose right.
You wear your nose. There's you. There's Chelsea Peretti. And I don't think Chelsea Peretti's a Jew and all
that. Well, Italians also kind of have like.
Yeah. Strong. Well, Chelsea Peretti has a Jewish nose, but she's not Jew. No. That's the thing. If you're Jewish and you have the nose, it fits. If you're not Jewish and you have the Jewish nose, then you have an uphill struggle.
I feel like there's other, like Italians kind of, like, okay, so Italians kind of have, and like the Roman bloodline, have these very like high bridge.
Yeah.
Straight noses. Like they don't have like the weird. Well, I feel like these days we're used to seeing a lot of Photoshop with like the super skinny nose. It's like tiny and it's like, how do you breathe out of that fucking thing?
Well, no, but here's the thing. You're a photographer, so you understand. Your nose, like, it's weird because I think I'm going to assume this only based off of my own. I have a big ass nose, okay, but I'm black, so it's a different type of big. All right, I have a big ass nose and big ass lips.
Do you? And
yeah.
All right, I'll look at you later.
Yeah, but here's the thing: I grew into them as a kid, though. Like, it's your nose and your lip and everything; they stand out way more.
Yeah.
I guess. And then when you get older, if you're lucky, you grow into them and it works for you. So your nose, here's the thing, your nose has at least 2 to 3 different looks, which most people can't say. And it's, here's the thing, your nose has, you know, people say that's my best side. It's not that one side is better than the other. Your nose has just a different, it's a different look.
This is true.
You straightforward is a different look than you side. And it's not that one is worse or bad. It's just a completely different, you know.
Back to the Junos, there is an angle that I do not photograph. Like, I don't photograph well in. Because
underneath?
No. Well, why would I do underneath?
I don't know. just there's only so many angles, either side, left, right, there's up, no, down, no, third, no, point, no, worm's, no, eye view, many worm's different. Eye view, bird's eye view, third quarter angle.
Everybody looks underneath. Good on a bird eye, like the top of your head. Who's gonna like? Everybody looks good on a bird eye view.
I'm pretty sure I could probably find a few people that don't if I really try hard enough. Like you know those there's one, he's a pundit. I don't know him, but I hate him.
Pundit.
Yeah. Charlie Cox, I think his name is.
He does not photograph well from a bird eye view.
Well, he's one of those people, and there, and I think I told you about this when we worked at Public Storage.
Okay.
Remember I told you about when I used to live in Patterson, that in my building, that there was this really mean guy who lived on the first floor and never let us walk on the grass.
Okay.
And his grandson, I think it was his grandson, was a baby. I was a teenager. Thankfully, I didn't have a kid, so it was a lot less caring. So I was able to see this baby. You ever seen those people, babies, grown, adult, like you've seen them, whether they're babies or adults, but Charlie Cox is an adult, so we can make fun of them.
Okay.
Where they're head is too big for their face, like their, yeah, face, like there's way more surface area around the face.
Oh, it's just like a moon face.
Yeah, like their, yeah, face is here and their head is here, and there's way too much area between where the face is and where the head, where the head ends. Like, yeah, like if you could take a mouse, you would just stretch that out. Just like, let me just stretch that out to the surface area.
Like Humpty Dumpty.
Yes. Except worse, because it's not an egg, it's a human being.
Okay.
That shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
I'm not sure what the point of that was, except to insult those people. Oh, top of the head view.
You're holding a grudge against your neighbor.
Yeah. No, I'm not holding a grudge against the neighbor. Neighbor's so kid. No, he was an asshole. But no, it's just like, you know, they say all babies are cute and everything like that. And I'm thankful because all my kids are cute. And all your kids are cute.
Yes.
We're thankful. I'm thankful. Many kids and many people are cute. And I think everybody is beautiful in their own way, especially to, you know, there's always somebody who's going to see you as beautiful. How be ever. There's the Fibonacci sequence. There's just certain ways that the brain is made up to look at things. And they are, some things are more pleasing aesthetically to the eye. And when your face is in the middle of your head and there's way more head left over, you're going to have a rough childhood. That's all I'm saying. There's a lot of angles that you can't photograph at. Yeah. I think top might be one of them, because think about it. Think about all that extra surface air from above. How does that look? It either looks incredibly bad or the best possible angle you can only photograph at.
That might be the only angle you could photograph at. It's, you can only see the face to know that, yeah, the surface area of the head is much larger than the facial, like where the facial features are clustered.
It's like the only, it's the only option that you have, like, and no, they never ever.
Like what, your scalp?
Yeah. But as soon as you look up, you fuck it up.
I don't ever look up.
The second you look up, you're like, whoa. What am I looking at here? Isn't that McDonald's character that used to sell like McDonald's at night? You know what I'm talking about too.
Not Grimace. No, is that Burger King?
No. It was a McDonald's, but it was only half of a moon. There was McDonald's had a nighttime when I guess they extended their hours. So they had a mascot who was like a lounge singer. Moon, how, like a lounge singer.
This? I'm gonna have to look this up.
I want to say it was the mid to late 80s or early 90s.
Oh shit, that was pretty old.
But yeah, they opened up to late it out.
Listen, somebody on Twitch called me a grandma.
Okay, well, one, you are not even remotely. I'm way more, God forbid, way more of a grandpa than you are. Mr. Roland is a grandpa.
Congratulations.
I actually have an ex who's a grandma.
Oh. Well, you're actually, not that much older. You're only 4 years older than me.
Yeah. But why does someone call you grandma? And grandma. Do you find that more or less offensive than boomer?
less offensive. So I'm going to tell you, so I, as you know, so my, a lot of the games I play on Twitch are retro games from late 80s, early 90s, and a lot of point and click adventure games. I just love them. And I think I'm at a time in my life right now where I need the nostalgia just because everything is just shitty in the world.
Yes.
So yes. I was on actually somebody else's stream and we were talking about the game. She was playing the game that I've been playing, Maniac Mansion, which is a 1987 point and click game. It was done on the Scum engine. So a whole engine was created just to build this game. And it was really innovative for its time for like a point. Because I don't know if you remember the old point and clicks on the PC. You didn't have the option to do an action. You actually had to type in your action and you had to guess the right action on top of it.
I vaguely heard of it. Like this, I'm just not getting the PC games. However, it was a big enough game that me not being on PC and only console and never playing it, not wanting to play it or any intention of playing it, yeah, still have heard of it.
Yeah. So it was released on a Commodore 64.
Commodore 64. That's why I heard of it before.
So, no, not to date like ourselves, but that's what it was released on. And of course, it was released on like the NES, you know, a year later.
Pause. I mean, other than the people who probably listen to this, which they would be in the age group, but.
Yeah. But do you as far as your Twitch streams, you're getting people more so in your age group? Or are you getting a younger audience?
It's a mix. Well, no, it's a mix.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. Well, in general, most of the stuff that like this, that stuff you just referenced.
Yeah.
No, most of them, like even the ones that are unregular that are adults that I've been friends with, they're not that old. There's only like literally a handful, like two I can think of right now. I have two streamer friends that are older than me.
Okay.
And that's it.
I'm gonna actually ask.
And they're both black. So okay. All three of us are black. We're all the OGs.
Black.
And I'm the only one they really make fun of for it. but right, I own it, so I don't care.
This is gonna lead into a question because I'm curious what your opinion is. But yeah, so we were talking about this game because Maniac Mansion ended up releasing on television a 3-part series, like a show, like a miniseries. And I didn't watch it because I didn't have cable, but I know about it. And
I think that's probably where I heard of it from.
Yeah. And this kid was like, has anybody even watched it? And I said, I said, well, I didn't watch it, but I mean, I was around when it premiered. And he goes, oh my God, Grandma, how old are you?
Yeah.
Look, I'm only 36. And the thing is he's 10 years younger than me, but he wasn't born when it came out. So this is going to lead into my question. Do you think there is a place in the streaming community for the, I guess you could say the older millennial crowd and the Generation X crowd.
Yeah,
or are we too old to do it?
No. Well, here's the thing. It's
because it is a younger man's game for the most part.
So there's a few different aspects of it. And there's a few different angles because it's not okay. So this is to call back to, at least for Heather to call back. Like I used to say with my ex-wife, it's not just a yes or no answer. Okay.
Well, I'm curious. I'm new to streaming, so I'm not even.
No. I'm just joking. But the reason I say that is because on one level, I wish, and this is more of for where my streaming career could be now. I wish I had the options that I have now and the opportunity that I have now back when I was younger and had more time to dedicate to it and be that young, fresh face for people to identify with.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. In order to do this, I don't think I would have had the maturity to do it when I was optimal for doing it. You know what I mean? Like the optimal time based on our average streamer, people who stream and we watch and everything like that. If I would have tried to do it at their age, and plenty of them fall into this issue, I don't think I would have been mature enough or have had the life experience or anything worth talking about to actually put anything out there. Because see, here's the thing that okay. The reason why I say yes, there's yes and there's no. There's yes because I think you can do it. No, only because if you're gonna have to put time and energy into it, and it's you can do it as a hobby if you want to do it as a hobby. You can do it as a career as you want to do it as a career. But no matter who you are, how old you are, unless you're already famous, you're not just gonna jump into it and know what you're doing and get like even like okay. So for instance, with you.
Yes.
If you wanted to, there are ways that you could probably blow up your stream incredibly easy, but you're old enough and live long enough that you know there's some things you just are not going to do just because it'll make things easier. And as a woman, you know exactly the things I'm referring to. There's a wide range of gamuts that as a woman you have available to you to make situations easy, normal, or harder. It's just how it is, you know. Just how the world works is how entertainment works. We're gonna push a little bit of those envelopes later on in the future, but nothing anywhere near as much as people will generally automatically and easily do on Twitch to get like the biggest argument that a lot of as they call them neckbeards have. Is you're like, only reason she's got so much subscribers and followers is because she's a chick. Okay, yeah. That's your own fault. Like, I don't know what, I don't know who you're, who are you complaining to?
Yeah.
Who is like, okay, that's the only reason. So?
But you even said on Noobsplaining that you could go the hoochie route, but there's so many. You would still have to have something.
Yeah, you can go the hoochie route, but it's only going to get you so far. And yeah. Here's the thing. In Twitch in general, how you navigate your streams, one is up to you, but also be careful. Because there was like maybe a few months ago, there was this streamer where she's like, oh my, like basically to summarize, I don't remember exactly what she said. But her main point was, and here's the thing. She was right and she was wrong at the same time. She was wrong because you don't, how she went around and what you say, you don't do it. She was basically like, I put in this time and effort. You should be able to donate $5 to my stream.
Okay.
I'm putting in this effort to give this to you.
But what was she giving?
Well, she was a streamer. She's a streamer. Okay. She was streamer doing, it was basically, you know, IRL stream. And but she was saying it like, you don't have $5. Why don't you have $5? You should have five. If you're watching me, you should have $5 to give to me. Like, that's how she was coming across. Instead of the aspect about her that was right, everything she said completely, like, if that was her actual point, which I think she just wanted money. But if that was her actual point, everything else she said completely glossed over it, because the proper point was, streamers, for the most part, and you can tell by just looking at their stream, they like on a basic stream, you put in so much effort on audio visual production on a base level. Just on a base level, you put in $5 worth of effort.
Okay.
Everybody who streams puts in at least $5 daily worth of effort. Without it, no matter what you're streaming on, just to set it up and get it started and to have the courage to press that live button.
Ooh, yeah, you know, that's something I never...
that's just, you know what I mean? Just that, whether you're streaming... And here's the thing. Sometimes when you... And here's the thing. People, when you first start streaming, when you very, very first start streaming, pushing that live button, you're scared to push it because no one might be there. And then as time goes on, you're scared to push it because someone might be there. It's kind of a little easier pushing it knowing no one's going to be on the other end when I start this.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's really on the other end when I started either. I've only got like 13 followers. Yeah. But I still have like messaged you saying like, I'm going on in 10 and I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Because I do emotionally prepare throughout the day because I've been very good at keeping my schedule, but I've also been adding an extra day in here and there just for shits and giggles. I do try to build up a theme of what I will be talking about throughout the game. And Anthony doesn't know because he doesn't ever visit my streams.
I'm oh, come on.
I will continue to chat the entire time, regardless of whether or not somebody is there chatting with me. I'm a big storyteller.
Which is something that you should do. Not to interrupt, it's something that everybody, that's another, a little bit of noobsplaining for you. If you are a streamer, the number one thing that you have to be able to do, so no matter what age you get into this at, which here's another reason why I think streaming might be a little bit better if you are that older gamer, is because you have to be able to, it's public speaking to the max, because you have to keep it going. And in general, a stream is going to last for a minimum of maybe an hour, 2 hours. Mine lasts about 4 hours.
Yeah, mine are about an hour and a half, because I have kids. I have a young child, I should say.
Yeah. But either way, that's still, you know what I mean? Like, you have, that's straight. You have to engage with nobody generally for an hour to an hour and a half, and you have to keep it going.
Yep.
Keep it going. If you're young, you may have the energy and the ADD to keep it going and mention everything that comes out of your mouth and pops into your brain, but you have no actual life experience or stories to tell in comparison.
Yes, this is true. I also think at our age, we kind of care a little bit less.
How you doing, guys? In these trying times, it's kind of hard to support anybody but yourself. However, there are still ways you can support the podcast and the Broke Blurred Pod. You can go to streamerlinks.com/savagevoice, and you can go to our YouTube channel. You can check out Bad Mood Bear's YouTube channel. Give it a like and subscribe. Cost you nothing. You can go on, if you're in the Epic Game Store, put in code SavageVoice and use the creator code SavageVoice and get a little bit of something. It doesn't cost you anything extra. Or, you know, if you do want to spend something, you can go to the Broke Blurred merch. Go to the Bad New Bears merch. We got lots of stuff for you. My own personal design, more stuff coming in. Just have a collection coming up soon. So go check it out. streamerlinks.com/savagevoice. You won't be disappointed. Also, you can check all of my content from YouTube to the podcast. Again, on streamerlinks.com/savagevoice. Take it easy.
As how, I don't say we don't care about how we are perceived, but I feel like with aging comes a sort of wisdom where you know you're not going to please everybody, and so you don't try to please everybody.
No, we broke it down to will this affect me getting a job that I want?
Would a judge not give me custody?
No. Will this affect me getting the job that I want? Will this affect me in court with my kids in the future? And I know what you're thinking. The next thing is, will my kids see it and what will they think? That matters less as we get older.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you. Our kids are, me and Anthony both have older kids. So we know they already know we're like a dumpster fire sometimes.
Yeah,
so
they know enough about, everybody gets fucked up by their parents. Here's the thing. If you're listening
to a therapist pretty easily.
What is the thing? If you're listening to this, here's the thing. Your parent is a responsibility to take care of your kids. Yeah. However, every single one of us has been and will fuck up our kids.
Oh yeah.
It's just there's no way not to, because there's no real hand. If you give your kid the most sheltered life, you're fucking up your kid.
You make the decisions you think are best at the time with the resources you have to make those decisions. And sometimes you look
which
back
are never enough.
Down the road and you're like, shit, that was the wrong move. But at the time, it felt like the right move. Parents are human. We try. We really do. But we're not perfect people. We lose our patience sometimes. We assume our kids are, I think sometimes it's hard. Like, it's hard for me because I have a 12-year-old girl. Well, you have a girl too, but you're not a woman. I am. So I remember what it was like to be 12. But I think I'm older And so to me, my daughter's problems are like, you know, when you're my age, this shit's not going to matter. Yeah. But when you're 12, that shit matters 1,000 times. It's like,
here's the thing. It matters 1,000 times. There's a couple aspects. One, we all remember the shit our parents said to us, and we found it incredibly insulting, but they were 100% right.
Yeah,
right? You will understand when you get older. Why? Because you're fucking 12 years old. You've been on this planet for 12 years. You've only been coherent for maybe 10 of them.
Yeah.
So
you don't know shit.
So your life experience is so small that, like, if you like that, just I've thought about, like, just the mind fuck it is that as a kid, your experience is only ever based on that tiny fragment of time. You've only been on this earth for 2 years, 5 years, your whole life, your whole existence is that small amount of time. With us, we're fucking 35, 40 years into it, and we're like, I've lived this day.
I live this day.
So many times. So many more. I've lived this day more times than you've been alive. I've lived this day at least 5 to 6 times the amount that you have been alive.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff we don't really care. Like, we care, but we really... And here's the thing. I think I care more about, right now still, I care more about my parents finding out about stuff about me than my kids.
Oh,
but I'm more secure that my parent won't find out stuff about me than my kid.
Do you want to hear a horrible story, speaking of things your parents find out about you?
I would love to.
All right. So, a couple of months ago, so me and my friend, prior to me getting onto this podcast, my friend and I were actually going to do a podcast together. And he was kind of dropping the ball on his end. So we ended up not doing it. And I was like, I'm just going to do my own podcast. And I'm going to do it based off of the early days of the internet and sort of like some internet legends, like gross stuff, though. Like, you remember how gross the internet used to be?
So remember?
I ended up
used to be
running into the worst porno ever made.
Oh, God.
But I couldn't find the actual porn, but I found a review written on it with stills, and it was disgusting. It was absolutely gross. But I ended up, the review was hysterical. Like, it was really funny. It was, and I wanted to send it to my man, and I ended up sending it to my mom instead.
Oh, God.
And it was like Brazilian scat. Like porn. Like, it was disgusting and horrific. And
you sent it to your Jew and you sent it to your Jewish mother.
And all she writes me, and then immediately I was like, that wasn't for you. And she was like, I worry about you sometimes. Oh, and I was like, I'm not into this. I said, I swear. Not my bag. And she was like, you don't have to explain anything to me. And I'm like, I do, though.
Like, no, I do. I do. I have to.
So, yeah.
This is not a no explanation moment. This is
I need to explain.
In every moment, that's an explanation moment.
I need to explain.
The only time that's not an explanation, that just is always an explanation moment. Only way that's not an explanation moment is if you ask for that to be sent. And then there's still an explanation for that moment. So, yeah it's always going to be an explanation moment.
Like, I need to explain it with Venn diagrams and algebra formulas so you understand.
Yeah, but I don't for the most part. I mean, there's stuff I keep just because it's my own private stuff and I don't. Here's the thing. I'm not left. I'm not right. I am not conservative. I am not liberal. I am instinctually correct. And what I mean by that is I live my life instinctually correct. If my instincts say that that's a fucked up thing to do, then I don't do it. Or that's a fucked up thing to do. I'm sorry that I did that. You know what I mean? Like, I live with a very basic golden rule. And here's the thing about the golden rule that no one ever explains or takes into account. The purpose and the way that the golden rule works is treat others as you wish to be treated. Not everybody wishes to be treated good. Or not everybody wishes, a way that everybody wishes to be treated, they wouldn't necessarily consider bad. Example, BDSM.
Yes.
I don't expect, I mean, I'm not into it. I've dabbled here and there with the right woman. it's more so the ladies like it.
Some ladies like it.
Well, there's very levels. There's okay.
I actually am into it, and I'm into some of the more extreme things.
Well, that's what I was about to call bullshit on you, but I was like, hold on, wait a minute. But in general, and here's the thing, it's not every woman, so don't go around doing this, fellas that may be listening to this, or lesbians, or anybody else, because it's not across the board, and in general, consent is always the number one thing. And
it requires a lot of discussion, and
yeah, you gotta test these things out. However, I have found that I'll lowball it. 90% of the females that I have been with, and again, reformed man whore, so I think I have a pretty good number to work from. and then countered and known. 90% women like a little bit of choking. A little bit of choking, decent amount of hair pulling. Those two seem to be a very relative. Keyboard is relative because, again, it's not for everybody. Don't just go choking and pulling people's hairs. He might not like it. You want to warm up to that. But they like a little bit of. Like, you guys can't see because I don't have any cameras up or anything like that. But just a little bit of you can just picture what I'm doing with a little like, hey baby, I'm just take my hand, I'm gonna you know. And so that's
he is single, everybody, ladies.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, I'm single. You can if you play your cards right, you can get a little bit of a
oh god.
But so yeah, I'm not as worried. I also don't have that interesting of a life other than the things that used to happen in my life. But as another great segue that we're going to totally misuse and mistreat and make it a bad segue, once again, making it a good segue and again, a bad segue, we were talking about streaming. Okay, so if you are listening to this, I urge you to blast this person for all the crap that they're worth. And there's layers to how fucked up this is. So the base layer, is it Tom Tillerson is his name? Senator Tom
Tillis, but I like calling him Tom Titus.
Tom Titus, which I don't want to call him Titus because I like, there's a comedian Titus who I love who would probably rip this guy into bits. But basically he proposed a bill to make it not just illegal to use copyright material, but to be sent to jail for using copyrighted material. So basically, the way that we're lately in Twitch, there's been a big issue with DMCA strikes, basically, is where, let's say, as a Twitch streamer, I stream something, and I have music in the background, and the music companies then file a claim on the content or to take down the content because it's their music. Okay.
Yep. Copyright. One,
copyright. So there's a few different aspects to that. And one of the YouTube channels I watch, I think Internet Today is the YouTube channel. They pointed out lovely where. So Tom Tillerson, right before he proposed this law, dumbass Tom, asshole Tom, before he proposed this, maybe within 6 months to a year or less, he has received donations from all major media companies, Warner Brothers, music companies, and things like that. Now, the reason why this is so stupid and short-sighted at this point is because all these companies are run by old-ass guys who don't know what the fuck they're doing and have no understanding of the current world that we live in. You are not losing anything from... And I don't, here's the thing, I don't stream copyrighted material. I actually have a site that I use, the Matic, where you can get copyright-free music. And it's good music. Like, what's his name from... what was
Fall
that
Out
group?
Boy?
Yeah, from Fall Out Boy.
Fall Out Boy.
Oh, yeah. Fall Out Boy. Yeah, Fall Out Boy put up something on there. So, like, you can get quality music. And the reason why they, I'm assuming they did that is because you're not losing anything by me playing your song on my stream. In fact, you're probably going to gain from it. Because, one, I'm talking in front of it, so they're not going to hear the full song. And if you like the song, you want to hear the song, you'll probably go and download it or play it from a streaming site where you will get the money for it. But whatever.
He essentially is a misdemeanor now, so fine. And he wants to make it into a felony.
Yeah, he wants to send you to jail for fucking... Yeah. Playing, and here's the thing, another reason why that's stupid is technically, if you want to get technical, let's say you're in a Zoom meeting, all right? You're not broadcasting on Twitch or anything, but you're in a Zoom meeting, so it's you and who, it's you and anybody other than just you. You play a song, technically, you're broadcasting that song over the internet to more than just the person who purchased the song. You then legally, if you want to go by the letter of the law, can go to jail. Which I hope if that bill gets anywhere near that is the argument that they will make to point out how stupid it is, where you're trying to send people to jail because some incredibly rich organization is upset that they're not getting money for each and every eyeball on it. Which here's the thing that's gonna happen, especially nowadays that we make our own content and YouTube is big. Fine. Don't let us use your material, and we're not gonna use your material, and we're just gonna make our own material, and we won't watch or listen to your shit. Then you'll get none of our money. You already don't get any of my money. So I'm gonna say that, I'm gonna put that out front right here, right now. You greedy fuckers, you barely get any of my money as it is. So you're literally like the old Warner Brothers gets my money for the sense that I like DC Comics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Past that, you're not like that's the only extent. And here's the thing. And when I say that it's incredibly short-sighted, I mean it's short-sighted to the point of these companies will put out movie trailers. So for those of you who are 5 years old and don't understand what a movie trailer is. Movie trailers are a piece of marketing material put out into the world to bring hype and drive people towards your movie. It's put out there to just be freely consumed, as well as a marketing company tends to have to pay other platforms to put those trailers out there. However, if you're on YouTube and you put their trailer or do a review using their trailer, which is freely out there, you can get, they can do a copyright claim or a strike or try to get the monetization off of your video for trying to promote their movie. What sense does that make? If you go back 20 years, they literally would pay you. Like the amount of money they would pay for that type of exposure, it's more money than, you know, we may even have at this age, of course. You know, some of younger people have a chance at it. Us, as we get older, the amount of money that we can probably make gets less and less. we can bring down that.
Go ahead.
Huh?
What were you going to say?
No, you say I was. Oh, my fucking God.
Okay. Quick.
Really?
I would see the thought I have, I would give all Savage isn't here and he's yelling at his dog. But I do need his input because he's not gonna agree with me. I already can tell you that right now. But I'm going to play devil's advocate anyway.
I don't want to hear it. You know better. Hello?
Is he talking to me or the dog? I don't even know.
Like, dude, you know you're not supposed to do it because every time you do it, you look at me and put your head down. So don't do it. Like, you can't even use the argument. Oh, he doesn't know it. No, he knows better. He'll do shit. And the second I look at him, he'll look at, like, if he chews something he's not supposed to chew. And I know I look at him and he'll be fine. And then, or he'll, like, have his head down a little bit. And I look, scan to the left or the right, and I see what it is. And then look at him and his head goes down lower. You know.
I love when dogs drop their heads in shame.
Yeah. You know. You wouldn't have that, like, a puppy that doesn't know. Does not give a fuck. Its tail keeps wagging and he keeps moving back and forth. He's like, yeah, you saw what I did? You like it? No, you didn't do that.
My toddler's like that.
Yeah. You were going to say something before my dog.
So to an extent, I do understand why an artist would not want you to use their music in the background of things, because I could see, I guess maybe from, because you'd consider yourself an artist and I consider myself an artist.
Yeah.
Would I, if I was bigger, I guess, would I want my art used without my permission if I could be making money off of it? Perhaps not. Though as a smaller artist, I wouldn't give a shit. Please promote me. Like, I would love that. I wouldn't require anything. But to make it a felony to me for something like that is ridiculous. You're not making money off of it. You're not, like, distributing it. It's not the same as, you know, bringing your camera and a bootleg a movie from the movie theater. You know what I mean? It's just, it's one of those things where it's like, it's not really helping the cause of the person using it. If that makes sense. Like, if I were to put music up on my stream, it's not helping me in any way, really.
Well, it's helping you in a sense of it's background noise, as to just like sometimes what I'll, here's a little secret to you guys who watch me on stream. Usually if what I do, so this is what I do to keep myself not just focused on, I guess it kind of keep, I use it to keep it from me being too focused in the game, is I'll usually like have a podcast that I'm listening to when I first start my stream, until like I know that something, like I'm talking the whole time. The only thing is you have to try not to laugh at stuff that's not happening. Let the happiness.
What's he laughing about?
Let the happiness, or try not to like talk to the podcast. Because everybody knows the fuck you're talking about. But it keeps me entertained more than just the game, so that like I zone out and I can be in the game and I can talk and I can waste time and bullshit. And then if somebody comes in, I can just turn it off. And then if they leave, I turn it. Like, I mean, like, so that's how it can help you. But the thing about it is, though, is it's not the artists that are complaining. It's the big conglomerate companies that own their songs, because artists before this, with the DMCA strikes, artists have given people permission to use their stuff. And some of them haven't had, they're not really able to give that permission, even though it's their, you know, their stuff.
Well, I guess if you're the record company owns it and if the, you know.
Yeah. But again, like it's, you're shooting yourself, like, okay, so a little bit, I think we mentioned maybe two or three podcasts ago, where there's a dumbass who said that video game companies should, streamers should pay video game companies to stream their games. Where just like, no, you're a fucking idiot. And I'm pretty sure that guy right now is looking for a job and is having trouble finding one because of that stupid ass tweet. Because, like, for instance, Cyberpunk 2077 just came out. And if they do not have streamers stream that game, they are so fucked, because it is so many bugs and not optimized for the newest systems, but the systems that were out, the regular Xbox One Pro and Xbox One Original and the PS4. It's not that great on either of those. It's really, it's only good on PC
and mainly PS5 and Xbox Series X. Without streamers streaming it on PC, or from their, you know, and streaming it to and saying good things about it, it would not be good for them right now. Like the backlash that they have to deal with is only reason that doesn't matter as much, like all the negative that they're having about that, only reason that doesn't matter as much is because it's one of the top streamed games on Twitch right now. If it was not one of the top streamed games on Twitch, it would not be good for them. So 90%, like, now here's the thing. I'm not going to say that it's a one size fit all, because there are situations where, and I allegedly, hypothetically, may have watched a show here or there of some pirated material, like a Rick and Morty. And that's only because, no, I don't want to give you money for your content. I don't. Why? Because you really have a lot of money and you don't need the money I don't have for me to enjoy, you know, what you have. You will be fine. You didn't catch them, and I'm going to take advantage of you not catching them. So I'm going to watch this YouTube channel where it's not as good as if I just paid you guys. And here's the thing. I'll watch a Rick and Morty episode on YouTube, but I will also buy a Rick and Morty episode from Xbox. You know, I'll still buy it, or I'll buy the season, but I don't always do that. Because I don't always have the money, and sometimes when I do it. But if I don't and I can find it, I'm going to do it. Why? Because I like your content and I want to enjoy your content. Everything doesn't have to be about money. Like, I would love to get more money for all the stuff that we do, and I'm trying to. However, my first and foremost is that you get it in front of you and you get to see it, hear it, you know, or experience it. After that, if I can get some money on top of that, great. But first and foremost, take it, ingest it. You know, I never liked the whole Napster thing, which I understand now is because what music is currently revolves around as far as the pay structure. But Napster was incredibly short-sighted when it came out, because I don't even think Napster was making money off of Napster. Like, I think
Napster. I was thinking about Napster actually when you sent me that link.
Like,
yeah, I don't know if Napster was making fun of Napster. Making money off of
Napster. I think Napster may have at most gotten either donations or, if that, because I don't even think that was a thing back then, if that, marketing money. And I don't even think that was a thing. I think literally it was just an open source software for you to share music, and nobody was making money off of it. The only possible people who may have made money off of it is people who would download music, and then put it on a CD, which I may have done this a few times. I don't think I made any money off it. I just gave it to somebody for them to sell. But made it on CDs and made mixtapes and sold mixtapes. But here's the thing. The majority of people who were using it were literally just downloading it to listen to their music. That they would not have paid for otherwise. Like, here's the thing. When people download music, movies, and or TV shows or any other things where it's, you know, air quotes, copyrighted material, yes, it's not right in the sense that somebody is making money off of somebody else's work. But on the reality sense of things, you are not truly – the percentage of money that you lose off of those people is negligible, because those people were not going to buy it regardless. There's like 1% of those people are the people that would have bought it regardless. So Tom, what's his name?
did you want to know real quick if Napster made money initially?
Yes.
All right. It didn't. When it first came out, it was totally free and was never expected to make money. It rebranded. It rebranded as a streaming service, essentially. Like a legal streaming service, and that's how it made money.
Yeah.
So in 2018, because it does still exist, Napster, it made $36.2 million. But initially, it did not make any money. It was file sharing. It was user to user file sharing. He wasn't uploading this content. His users were. He was just running the server that the content was traded through.
Exactly. And it was pretty much the same difference as if you're my friend and I have this CD. Yo, make me a tape by that. Like, we were we're doing the same thing.
All the time. All the time.
So it's that's why that was all immediately incredibly just stupid. And here's the thing. And looking back on it now, and good old Lars Ulrich. I have a feeling, being older and being able to understand how the world works, that I have a feeling he may have had a lot of a part in it as he put his face up there in front of the world. But I also have a feeling that record producers and companies probably wanted him up there more than, like, because back in the day, he was the face of anti-Napster versus
the... He wasn't the only artist, but he was the face of it.
What do you think? He wasn't the only artist, but let's just be honest. Knowing now what you know about the music industry, why would any artist truly care in comparison to the music company?
I'm a dual mind on this, because part of me is like, if you create art, of course you want to get paid for it. And I understand the idea of Metallica had so much money, so what's losing a little bit going to matter? Or not losing it even, but not ever having it.
Well, not so much. You
know, wouldn't be saying that. However, now streaming, artists don't make shit off streaming. We're essentially stealing their music and not getting the money.
But this was my point, though. The way that music works, the music industry works, is, so I'm a musician and you're a musician and I'm a music company. I want you to put out an album. Here's money. Here's the money for your album. Yeah. Give me the album. You're not getting any more money for that album. You can go on tour and you can make some money by going on tour from your tickets.
Most of it,
but
off of that.
But your album, that's all mine. I've paid you the money for the album. You'll get the accolades from the album, but all the money that's going to come in from that album, that's all mine. That all goes to me. The majority. Like, there's higher up you get, you obviously make deals so that you get a piece of that pie as it comes in. But for the most part, the majority, it's here's your advance. Go make some music. You've got your money. You got paid. So what happens with that music after you got your money and you give it to the record producer, it doesn't affect you. So I find it hard to believe. Now, Metallica, obviously, they're a little bit higher up there in the music industry, where they probably had some deals in place. But in all honesty, I don't think they had nearly anything remotely, like, financial-wise, based then and then what the current system is now. I don't see any possible way that Lars Ulrich and Metallica, how any of their money negatively or positively was or would have been impacted by
Napster. I don't think it would have been impacted in any way they could have seen.
Exactly. There's like no possible way for them themselves.
But I do get the principle of not paying someone for their art.
Oh, no, I understood the principle, but even back then, you just looked at the situation and you knew it was fucked up because it was counterproductive to everything. Like, it was counterproductive.
A lot of people stopped liking Metallica for that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people didn't like Metallica for all reasons, but
Well, it was counterproductive to the argument, because on one level it was counterproductive because it's art and music and it's meant to be shared. And literally up until that point, we were already sharing it. Only difference is now we didn't have to go out and buy a blank tape or CD to put it on.
Yeah.
But it was literally exactly the same thing, except it was probably done more. It was probably done possibly even less then. Like at the time of Napster, it was probably done a lot less. And Lars Ulrich, he did the Streisand effect before the Streisand effect, where he brought attention to it. And people, I can get free music off. Oh, they're suing them. I better get all the free music right now off of Napster while I can before they shut it down. I was one of those people.
They weren't even the only music sharing. I was a big LimeWire, Pirate Bay. There was a whole shit ton of them.
Well, it's because a lot of this stuff, like I said, it's good to be paid. It's great to be paid. But we all have found and have learned, especially when it comes to the internet. And I've kept this frame of point that the majority of stuff on the internet should be free and does not need to be monetized or free to pay for. And 90% of the stuff, if you find it on the internet and they say pay for it, just turn around and walk the other way. 90% of the time, I don't think it's going to be worth your time. If they come in with a try it for free and then pay, you can usually find something almost as good or comparable for free if you do a little bit more research. Yeah. Everything with the internet, start off free and then work your way towards paying. Because I think that's, you know, it's like with going back, bringing it back to cam models. Yes, you can pay a cam model, like they're like us, you know, Twitch streamers. But on both sides, you can watch a Twitch streamer for free or you can watch YouTube. You don't have to pay them. And with the cam model, porn is free. I can find free porn right now easily without, like, I can literally just go to Google and put in XXX and then just think of a word.
Think of a word.
Just think of a word and it's going to come up. So I will not be paying cam models anything. Sorry, but I can get it for free. And that's we understand you're paying. Because here's the thing. If I could, I'd bring it back. Possibly, if I was born with different attributes, I would possibly be one of those cam models.
It's a lot of work, though, for a cam models do a lot of work, too.
I've known one. I'll leave it at that.
It is a lot.
What's the thing? It's just like us, except they're not playing games. They're masturbating and stuff like that.
So. I hate shaving though. So like the prep, I would just be like, ugh, with the prep.
So it's just like,
it's a job.
All right. Do we have anything? And we somewhat stuck to the topic. There's a lot less ranting without Trump.
I guess I will be streaming tonight. I've got a new game I will be streaming. I'm excited about.
Okay, say your schedule, because obviously I put this out and the time between those two things may not be the same. So what's your schedule?
Typically stream Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, normally starting around 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. I am for you retro fans out there for the most part. I play a lot of older games. Talk about older shit. So if you want to take a little trip down memory lane in the 90s, I am a channel to go to.
And I'm just old as shit. Man, what's your Twitch channel? Twitch.tv?
I am at lowercase d, dogeatdog0984.
All right. And you can catch my stream. I'm doing a lot of stuff, but my specific stream or specific stuff I'm going to point to you. You go put that back wherever you got it.
And help me grow, people. Help me grow as a person and as a channel.
There will be, it's on the books, air quote, because we don't have any actual money for books. In either sense of the word. But Heather, I am going to be putting, I don't know specifically what channel it's going on. I'm pretty sure for now, I think the Bad New Bears YouTube channel is what's going to be on, because she is officially a Bad New Bear.
Hey.
I'm working on, we just have to work out the logistics. She's going to have her own little series, Jess Heather. And that's it, both Jess Heather. And it's going to be Jess Heather, and, you know, I'll be putting together some clips of her stream. Don't. What is that? Yeah, don't. Kids. But we're going to be working on that. So check out the Broke Alert Pod. No, you are checking out the Broke Alert Pod. I'm sorry. I'm so many things going. Check out the Bad New Bears. Have some new videos up there, as well as check out Savage Graphics Media, graphics with an X. You can find all of our content. You can catch me on Twitch, my current schedule, which this week is going to be a little different because I have the little one with me, and then I have a friend coming to visit Saturday. So my normal stream hours will start technically Sunday, 12 a.m., and then Monday, 12 a.m., and then Monday, 8 p.m. And it's Monday through Wednesday, 8 p.m. Is when I usually stream. This week, I might stream tonight at 12 a.m., which would be Saturday, 12 a.m., but we will see. But normally, Saturday night, Sunday, you know, it's always weird when you have a 12 a.m. stream, because what do you say, Saturday night or Sunday morning? Because technically, it's technically Sunday, but people would, you know what I mean? Like, probably like, yeah, it's going to be Saturday night. When? 12 a.m. Oh, that's Sunday morning.
Oh, so and rate us at the podcast, please. Yes, leave us a review. It doesn't have to be a good one, but still give us 5 stars.
Yeah. Tell us we suck. Yeah, 5 stars, matter. Fuck the crab feast.
But listen, we've plugged along in 2020. Help us grow a little bit more in 2021. That would be cool.
Yeah. Heather's impressed by our like they give you with.
I have no idea what they are. I'm not sure how to read what.
It was through Spotify that done it. Well, because there's two things. So Spotify put out like a year, like your year in 2021, and like we're in 3 countries, and like we've raised by like 3%. But as 3% of what? Like percentages raising through like these numbers only matter when you have a total number to use from. And I don't know the total number, and I don't think I want to. But we are now officially available on the Apple Podcast, which here's the only thing that's weird about that is I already thought we were available because that's where I've ever checked or listened to the podcast is through the Apple Podcast because that's what I listen to my podcast on. But we now are officially available on the Apple Podcast.
Oh, so my goodness.
Please. You know, 5 stars, rate and review, all that lovely stuff.
If you rate and review us, it helps us be found a lot easier.
Yeah, and just ask. We want to hear back from you. Like, we want interaction. We prefer interaction because we listen to ourselves, talk to ourselves all the time, literally.
Yeah.
So, you know, anything from anybody, from anywhere. We are American, but. We are in 3 different countries, according to Spotify. So tell us what you think, how you feel about us and everything in between. You can catch me at twitch.tv/savagevoice. And I think that covers about everything. I don't think there's anything specific that we didn't go over that we wanted to go over that had anything to do with us specifically. So, that is all. I thank you guys. I'm sorry there wasn't, there wasn't another new splaining video. I know I tried to say, okay, so here's the thing. I'm just going to stop promising anything. Because I'm less like, well, I didn't, there wasn't a new splaining. There wasn't an episode, I believe, last week, or this one is later this week. It's just what you have to understand. And here's the thing. Another reason why, like, subscribe, preferably buy some stuff from the website or donate or what have you. But I'm trying to do so much to get something to and it's all stuff that I have faith in or I wouldn't be doing it. But I'm doing a lot. So sometimes something will be, you'll get once a week, sometimes you'll get twice a week, sometimes you get one every other week. I'm trying. I apologize for the inconsistency. But without any type of real backing. So you want this to be more on a regular basis. You know, Anchor has set up so you can support the show through Anchor financially. You can go to, not just me, you can do this with Heather. I don't know if you can get. Can you get donations on Twitch yet, Heather?
I have no idea. Probably. I don't know.
No, you have to be an affiliate. Once you get once you're an affiliate, then that's when you have to literally do your W-9 form and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm quite a long way away from affiliate.
Okay, so you can go to twitch.tv/savagevoice or go to savagegraphicsmedia.com. It's not up there already, but I think I might have done it already. If not, it'll be up there literally within the next few days. Heather's Bad New Bear shirt, if not up there, will be up there, and that's one way that you can directly support Heather until we get her an affiliate status.
Yay!
But yeah, this is free content. You're getting this for free, and if you want this to be more on a regular basis and stick to a professional schedule, well, you're gonna have to pay us because we're broke. Okay. It's called the Broke Blurred Podcast for a reason. And the fact that you're getting any of this is a miracle.
we barely have our shit together.
On so many levels, it's a miracle that, So, and not that we don't want to. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that take it and like it. I'm just saying I'm working with nothing. As much as I want to give myself, because I feel like I'm doing a bunch of stuff and not doing any of it good, but there's a reality side of myself that I always keep where I tell myself, yeah, but if you factor in it's been, 2-3 years and the amount of stuff you've done within these 2-3 years, you wouldn't even thought you would have been able to do at all. So always cut yourself some slack and be realistic. So it's still an uphill battle, but realistically, pretty good where we're at, all things considered. So, all right. Anything else, just Heather?
Nope.
All right. So, for the Broke Blurred Pod, emphasis on broke, for the Broke Blurred Pod, excuse me one second. Link, excuse you. Colton, can you get that pen for me, please? Yeah, can you get the one that he has in his paws? Yeah. Since he can't write, I'm pretty sure he does need to have a pen. Hand me my pen, please. Yeah.
Yes, pay for this professional podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And I would say I would edit that out, but I'm not. So we're not even gonna lie and act like I am, because I'm still not gonna edit that out. I really am not. Because I want to get this to you people as soon as possible. Yeah, that's the reason. Anyway. For the Broke Blurred Pod, I've been your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice, emphasis on the broke. And with me today, a.k.a. Antonio Savaje, and with me today has been...
Heather, just Heather.
Just Heather and Colty in the background. Just remember, don't tell yourself if you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you do it? You guys have been awesome. We will do our best to be here next week so you can listen to us bullshit and complain about whatever. All right, guys. Take it easy. Bye, Heather.
Bye.
Now we've got to get Craig to leave. It's always best part of the show, getting Craig to get the hell out of here. Craig. Link, seriously, dude. No one wants to hear you.